folks. I'm Pigeon, P&G White Natural Soap. I can get clothes white as snow because I'm a high-quality white soap with an active dirt loosener. Won't you try me next wash day? P&G White Natural Soap's the name. So long.
Hello there. Get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Bake and Fade. Bake and Fade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of the new Sure Mix Crisco.
Dear diary, I never saw it fail. Every time I'm particularly anxious to turn out a wonderful pie, what happens? The pie crust is tough. And to have it happen tonight with company for dinner. Oh, the lemon chiffon filling was delicious, light as a feather.
Well, what good does that do when you have to apologize for the pie crust?
Do you want us to apologize for pies you make? Listen then to this wonderful news. If you'll change to pure, all-vegetable Crisco and follow Crisco's sensational new pastry method, you can say goodbye to those embarrassing pie failures. You see, for years, Crisco has been famous for flaky, mouth-watering pie crusts. But now, with the revolutionary new pastry method, the Crisco people have perfected for their shortening, even beginners can be sure of making pie crust a great, a touch of a fork. Be sure to use Crisco, and only Crisco, though. We can't promise that surefire success with just any shortening. Now, that's because Crisco and Crisco's sensational new pastry method do away with the two chief causes of tough pie crust: too much water and too much handling of your pie dough. Cookbooks just haven't told you the exact amount of water to use, and it's so easy to use too much and wind up with a sticky, hard-to-roll-out pie dough and tough pie crust. But no longer. Crisco's amazing new pastry method tells you exactly how much water to use. Your pie dough rolls out like a charm. And boy, what wonderful pie crust. So ask for Crisco today, and look for Crisco's new pastry method on page 6 of the December Woman's Home Companion. Or mail a postcard with your name and address to Crisco, Cincinnati, Ohio, and we'll send you Crisco's method free. Remember, with Crisco and Crisco's new pastry method, you can be sure of flaky, tender pie crust. Well, sir, it's late afternoon at the end of the small house, halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Cook, his son, Mr. Rush Cook, and Sage's amiable Uncle Fletcher. A gentleman have just this moment arrived, and they're removing hats and overcoats.
Just Sadie's not home.
Probably upstairs or down cellar. The back door was unlocked. Mom very seldom even goes across the alley to Miss Harris's without locking the back door.
Fine. Likely she's off Christmas shopping.
Yes? You, Rush?
I tell you, what's your home?
I'll be right down.
Take everybody's hats and coats in the hallway, why don't you, George?
Okay. You can be getting the cards out of the library table drawer.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to play a couple hands or so, Vic. Sit down long enough to take the chill out of my bones.
Anything you say.
I better let Sadie know I'm not staying for supper. Otherwise, she might return.
You're here too long, Uncle Fletcher.
Greetings, Dr. Sleech.
I couldn't stay for supper, even if I was invited. My landlady must call us fixing special turnip greens this evening. No, I'll play a hand or two around and step on home.
You're here too long, Uncle Fletcher.
Hello, Sadie. These scallywags told me you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
Did they?
Yes.
I suggest we deal everybody 10 cards just like you're doing 2 hands on me. That way the game lasts longer and there's more chances.
What's the idea telling me your mother was off downtown Christmas shopping, right?
Well, I never told you that.
You take boys, they enjoy it, Joe.
Don't bother there for a minute, Dick.
What?
I say don't bother fixing up your rummies there for a minute. I've got something to show you.
Something to show me?
Yes. You too, Willie. Go out in the dining room.
What for?
You'll see. We're going out in the dining room a little bit, Uncle Fletcher. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
I'm not staying for supper, Sadie.
You're welcome to.
Mighty nice of you to insist, but like I just got to tell him what's his name, I promised Miss Keller I'd come home and eat turnip greens. She's fixing special.
Uh-huh.
So the way it was, I bumped into Vic just now coming from the office, and Rush comes from Tapman's vacant lot. They said, why didn't I stop in a while and get warm? I had it too, Robbie. I decided why. Thought I'd better get understood right away, though. I wasn't going to stay for supper.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rush told me you were off downtown Christmas shopping.
I never told you anything
such a thing. Yes, I understand boys enjoy those.
Come out in the dining room, you two fellows. I'm sure Uncle Fletcher will excuse you for a minute or so.
Who's out in the dining room?
Come along.
After you, Charlie.
Huh?
It's a shame company has to be present to see this.
See what?
I'd realized I had 2 little babies in the house instead of 2 great big men. I'd have bought myself a padlock.
Well, I got no idea what you're talking about, kiddo.
I wouldn't laugh.
Where's everybody going?
They'll be right back. Will you open the bottom of the pay drawer, please?
Sure.
This happened once before, a long time ago. I thought then I'd made everything clear. Looks like I didn't.
Are you referring to the occasion?
I asked you to open the bottom buffet drawer. I'm just going to stand there.
Oh, yes, a civilized question.
Open the bottom buffet drawer.
I'm not staying for supper, you know, Sadie.
Just sit down and be comfortable a minute, Uncle Fletcher.
I made a desperate with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home to eat special courtesy. She mentioned at the dinner table this noon, she was desperate with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home to eat special courtesy. She mentioned at the dinner table this noon, she was desperate with my landlady, Miss Keller. I'd be home to eat special courtesy. He mentioned at the dinner table in snow kids.
Don't be shoes, by George.
So that's where they did.
Right, you remember the other day you searching high and low?
Yes, your overshoes by George, so that's where they've been.
Why don't you call ever put in my overshoes?
What's the matter with you in there? All right, just a second, Uncle Fletcher.
Well, I better be on that beach and special
currency. Uncle Fletcher's a great
Did you notice this?
Well, my first baseman's glove. I would have bet $40 I'd carelessly left that first baseman's glove in Catman's vacant lot last summer. I would have bet $50.
Do either one of you fellas remember how I cried and wept and yelled when I discovered you'd used this bottom buffet drawer to keep your trash in before?
Oh, about those overshoes, Sadie. I plead complete innocence. It's a mystery to me
you
how they...
plead complete innocence about this?
Oh, it's...
this.
Why, isn't that...
Yes, it is. It's the rotten, old, dirty, rusty, rotten horseshoe you brought home from Eileen Supper's basement.
That's the horseshoe I presented me with. I won 6 games in a row with it and made 7 ringers in succession. Let's see, wasn't it early last September
what
that I got...
What are you doing in the bottom drawer of my buffet?
Darned if I know. Rush, have you been taking liberties with my personal possessions and secreting them in your
I
bodies?
Have not.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
I don't open this bottom buffet drawer ever. It's where I keep my nice things. My best wash rags and doilies and tablecloths and napkins. And you fellas knew. You just couldn't have forgot that other time when this happened.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
Just by accident, I opened the drawer this afternoon. Needed a place to put that little handkerchief Dottie Brain Fever sent me. Opened the drawer and liked the finger. Rush, how about that ice cream?
I've been looking at that ice cream with considerable interest. It's not my ice cream.
It's not your ice cream?
It's not my own personal ice cream, no. I mean by that, I never purchased the ice cream. As a matter of strict downright fact, I found that ice skate laying in the middle of Center Street way last summer. I remember saying to myself at the time, it certainly was a peculiar season to come across an ice skate with the thermometer at 90 degrees.
Did you put the ice skate in the drawer there?
I'm just trying to recollect if I did or not.
You'll notice it's sticking into the fancy table runner Miss Dembottom bought in Chicago and gave me for my birthday, and I considered it too nice to you.
Well, I'm racking my brains, but I can't seem to recollect placing that particular ice skate in that particular bottom buffet drawer.
The telephone's ringing.
The telephone's ringing.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
No, it's probably like me, sir.
It's probably Bluetooth, John.
I'll get it. You fellas stay right here.
What's everybody doing in the dining room?
I'm sorry you had to be a witness to this, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine.
What's the idea of piling ice cakes on top of your mother's table scarves?
I don't even recall doing it.
Lucky story.
As far as that goes, what's the idea of piling horseshoes on Mom's table scarves?
Are you all of a sudden the district attorney and the judge and a stern old man? I'm not responsible to you for my actions, my friend.
Sadie, Vex? Wait, Sadie, Vex stole something?
Yeah.
Fine. Oh, you take ladies' outfits, Vex. Remember Phil Wisher there in Sterling? Wore cap, socks, shirt, necktie, underwear, pants, coat, and vest, all made out of the same material?
No.
Later died?
No.
Phil Wisher married a woman, and that woman got vexed on her wedding day and stayed vexed for 27 years. Phil never made her mad on purpose at all. All he'd done was say, who's that funny-looking chump with a whisker? Just happened to be referring to his wife's father. Wife got vexed and stayed vexed. Never a day passed when she didn't jump on toward the breakfast table and say, I suppose you're wondering who that funny-looking chap with the whiskers is.
What's so terrible funny?
Uncle Fetcher just told an amusing anecdote. It was about
a shame. Uncle Fetcher had to be a witness.
Yes. No, Phil Wisher's wife got vexed and stayed vexed.
Who was it on the phone, say?
Miss Trogle.
Nobody for me.
I said it was Miss Trogle. No, I never opened this bottom of the pay drawer myself. I feel like it sometimes, but I hesitate. See, everything is arranged so carefully. Every wash rag, table runner, napkin, and doily is folded and padded down to perfection. I don't like to dig around and take chances on disarranging stuff I've labored over.
If I may murmur one little word in my own defense,
oh, no,
I'd like to...
Well, no, you tell us, though. Ice skates, overshoes, old newspapers, baseball mitts, and screwdrivers. These easy slippers are your property, aren't they, Rush?
I can explain exactly how they happen to be there.
Can you? Tell us. Ought to be interesting.
Well, sir, one evening some weeks ago, I was studying algebra in my pajamas. The doorbell rang, and it was Mr. and Ms. Heddle stopping past for a few minutes on their way home from the picture show. Rush, you said, run upstairs and put on your clothes. I run upstairs and put on my clothes.
Kind
and
of
come
a
down
long,
again.
Dull, tiresome story, don't you think, Uncle Fletcher?
Beg pardon, Sadie.
Don't you think it's kind of a long, tiresome story Rush is telling?
Yes, it is. Reminds me of Sid Peepers there in Belvedere.
Is Sid Peepers there in Belvedere pile dirty old junk on top of his mother's loveliest linen thing?
Yeah. Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old is Sid?
There's hardly any time for you to smirk and snort and titter, Rush.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old is Sid?
Nor you either.
Sadie?
Yes.
Sid Peepers married a woman 24 years old.
How old was Sid?
26. Sid Peepers was 26 years old when he got married. Started taking violin lessons. Took violin lessons every Sunday afternoon up until the time he was 57. And at the end of that time, wasn't able to play a single tune.
What was the matter?
Why?
Why couldn't he play a single tune after all them lessons?
He played scale. He liked scale, so he played scale. Asked Sid to slosh out his fiddle and make off a selection, and he'd play his scale. Holler for an encore, he played another scale. He played scales as good as any violin player around. But they got monotonous after an evening.
Getting back to this buffet drawer.
Yes.
Is it going to happen again?
No.
You know what takes place? You come dashing in the house with your ice skates and your overshoes and your baseball mitts and want to get them out of sight somewhere, but won't go to the trouble of lifting your little finger to find a suitable. This bottom buffet drawer is closed and handy. You simply yank it open.
Telephone's ringing.
The telephone's ringing.
I'll get it.
I'll get it.
Yeah, I'm positive it's like me, sir.
I'm positive it's Luke's
guy. Well,
I'll get it.
Why don't you both go get it?
What?
Why don't you both go get it?
All right. I have to go home for supper, you know, Sadie.
Sorry, you can't stay.
Miss Keller's preparing special turnip greens this evening.
Uh-huh.
Thick and rush vexed, pardon?
No. I'm the one that's vexed.
Why?
Just look at my bottom buffet drawer.
Yes.
And it'll happen again.
Oh, sure.
It'll happen again.
Remember J.L. Dunn's plot there in Dixon?
No.
Was right-handed up till the time he was 29 and turned left-handed overnight?
No.
J.L. Dunn's plot married a woman 53 years old.
How old is he?
37.
Well, neighbors, so ends today's visit at that small house halfway up the next block. But seems like something's always going on at the residence of Mr. and Mrs. Victor Dirk. And I'll be waiting there to open the door for you when you drop in on Bacon Page the next time. This is Ed Hurley speaking.
9 out of 10, 9 out of 10 leading stocking makers say, use Ivy Flake, new Ivy Flake. You'll help stockings wear that way. Why, you should just see the records women got when we tested some beautiful Quaker silk stockings with Ivy Flake. Records like this came pouring in. 288 hours of wear. 337 hours. Even as much as 359 hours of constant wear from a single pair of stockings. Now, I know with silk stockings getting scarcer, you'd be pretty thrilled to get that kind of wear.
So why not do as these women did? Don't use strong soaps. Do wash your stockings every night with new double-quick ivory flakes. You know, we've tested many leading brands of stockings with ivory flakes, and one after another, wonderful records of stocking wear were piled up. No wonder 9 out of 10 leading makers of famous stockings advise new ivory flakes for both their silks and their nylons.
Oh, 9 out of 10 leading stocking makers say, use ivory flakes, new ivory flakes. You'll have stockings wear that way. Every night, new ivory flakes, and your stockings really wear.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.